If wearing can be decorated in any way a woman desires to decorate the park, it can make it short or long. It depends on the person that's making the park. Rachel is mentioning that when we went to the ICC conference in Nuuk, Greenland, people in Frobisher Bay said they called the people with flare on the parquet, mini gray from this morning and afternoon session is going to report on different types of mukluks, and Faye Foster is going to model the mukluks that she is going to describe to everyone. Minnie is talking about mukluks that have or that are mukluks that are made with the fur inside and the stitches that are used when sewing these parkas are needs to be sewn real well, and these are used for our cool weather. And the kind she is describing are leggings from caribou and with the fur out, and they're short. And can be used for using for, depends on the size of a person, they can be soft bottom mukluks. What Minnie is talking about is a set of mukluks used from one set, can be soft bottom or unsoft bottom. And what she, in the long mukluk she's talking, the one she described are the mukluk she's describing right now are again a set of leggings, but long mukluks, and use the arm part in the front. And when measuring the mukluk, using the hand again for measuring, and how wide you're gonna make the top depends on the person you're gonna make and uses the hands for measurements for the top part also. When making the front part of the mukluk, using your hand from your small finger to your middle finger, measuring it from your small finger to your middle finger and folding it in half. When describing the mamaliks, Minnie said the stitches needs to be sewn real fine and tight. And in the group session, they make when making in the springtime, I mean, to make the mamelukes, they use skins that are cut in the springtime. And the ones and the leggings that are used in the fall time, what goes through them, a person can make them short or long, or they can be really long when making the mamelukes, which she's describing right now, or her short hard bottom mamelukes using the isiks and has used caribou isiks and using beef for the top and piece of felt on the top. And these type of isiks, when made with hard bottoms, last a long time for a person. I mean, it's describing short makluks. Tutus leather, the type Mini is describing, the type Mini is talking about, or caribou six, and use personal shoes, and she said they're called samangaks. The ones, the makluks, many are describing, makluks with no singiks and used white parts. And has slits on the side and would be used woman make these to her own measurements. And he is describing makluks made with 10 moose hide and has beaver tops with felt on the top, and their hard bottoms, has when people didn't have beads to decorate them, they use the front beard of the caribou. In the group session, one lady described that they use porcupine quills to decorate makluks. These makluks that are made with fancy and decorations are used like for special events games and stuff. Minnie is talking that wolf head can be made to mukluks also. What she is describing is a tikuluk, is the dark part of the caribou licking, but wider and she said her Anna made her a pattern, and she made a pair, but with calf skin, and she made her a pattern. And here's the dark part, the black part of the caribou leg. Can make decorations with art. This concludes Minnie's report from the morning and afternoon session from the Quebec area. What Minnie is saying is that salmon skins can be used to make mukluks also. She said salmon skins can be used with salmon skins and the ones, the mukluks that Minnie is describing are used when they go to the mountains is mukluks made and have slit holes on the side and use cloth for the top part. What Minnie is talking about is caring for barkies or mukluks, not to store them in plastic holders where the sun would where moisture would get in the bag, and when they didn't have any plastic bags to store them, they use grass or skins. Rachel said that with the describing different types of mukluks or parkies should be made for the trade fair so they can be shown at the native trade fair. In this morning and afternoon session from the coastal area, women are gonna report. Della Keats is gonna start the women's session from the coastal area.
Rectangle. This is Della Keats, Coastal People. A fashion show for Kotzebue coastal area. I'm not from the coastal. I'm from way up Cobra, but I always be with these coastal people. This morning when we had a meeting, they first were telling us about clothes for winter and summer clothes. And what kind of fur they use? Winter skins and some skins. Also how they always wade in the water with this kind of clothes and warm clothes in the winter, and what kind of clothes to wear in the wet area, or for special occasion, good makhluks, including when we was meeting, we first talk about winter clothes. They say winter long-haired skins are warm for winter. Long-haired caribou, if it's 40, 50, 60 below zero, he wants to wear winter skin park, and she made rabbit parky. Somebody wanted to trade them when I made parky with rabbit skin parky. This was what they wanted to wear them if she go trapping. When I made that rabbit parky, he wanted to trade them with spotted skin parky, but I didn't trade that muskrat rabbit parky with spotted reindeer parky. She's talking about squirrel parky, inside parky, but white parky, cloth parky over it. She said that's the parky they would like to use more when she was growing up. She's back to that caribou, winter caribou skin parky. She said it's the warmest parky with long hair. And they can use them for long-haired caribou skin socks, and they're the warmest in that cold weather. She's talking about short-haired caribou now, for man's style and woman's style, that and their child always have one caribou skin parky, and those men and women parky are two skins, and the woman parky has a wolverine trim. And they use all the caribou skin legs for makhluks. They can have isikto with the legs. Short makhluks and mamilig makhluks, what they have. When they make parkies, they always use the caribou when it's losing his old hair and that thin black hair underneath after they pluck that long hair off, if it's not all the way gone. That's what they use for trimming for parkies. And the bellies in the front, they always use them for Manushi Nikshak. They're white too. It was mentioned too that they use that kind of spring caribou with short hair. They pull the skin out, they sew the tail and the belly and put a string Nikson, what we call for bag. That's where they store their things so they won't get dark, wet. And that's the kind of, and they always use that kind of skins too when they have long hair for water boots. That's the kind of water boots they always use. When they use seal skin mukluks in the spring while there's no that black part on this seal skin always come off, and that's why caribou skins are better for water boots in the springtime. This thing about spring caribou skin and legs, she also mentioned that it's better for spring mukluks because water don't go through than fall caribou skin and fall caribou legs. It's better to make water boots, waterproof mukluks with, if you put lots of seal oil in so that the water won't sink through. When they make waterproof mukluks, to make them high, they always use the belly part of the caribou too, and put seal oil in it, tan it with whatever you tan with. That kind of skin lasts longer, and it's more waterproof when you want to make the mukluks water boots longer. When they make these waterproof mukluks, they always use a piece of ugruk skin, thin it first and sew it onto the bottom and the timi, and they use seal skin rope for strings, mukluk strings. That's the best way to use waterproof mukluks with sealskin rope ties on them. She's talking about summer mukluks. When they take the hair off, from sealskin. After they take the hair off, they always test the skin to look in the sun to see if there's any scratches or if there's any holes, so they can tell what kind of skin wouldn't leak for summer mukluks. They can use the seal skin for gloves, mittens, socks, seal pants. They have many uses for that. They could even use it, the intestines, seal intestines, ugruk intestines, cuts for rainproof parki. Rain parki. They have many uses for seal. They could use it for seal skin cloaks. They could use it for mukluks or for gun case or spear case. They could use it anyway. Good use for it. I'm glad we have somebody to make parkis. So you people that have made parkis. She made many parkis. Those people that make parkis, I'm glad you folks should beg and ask her to make you parkis while she's still living. She makes all kinds of parkis. This is Suyuk. I didn't learn these sewings by myself. Someone to show me how to make mock parkies. I used to see man parking what was made long ago. His mama made Daniel Honeycutt. He died last year. His mama made him parky, what I never seen before. I used to have caribou, Isilvik. I always want to. I try to learn. That's why I try to learn how to make parky, and I try to have good Isilvik. I look at Uyan's mama, watch them. I learn from there. I used to watch how she make her things, and I picture them in my mind how she always make them, and I learn how to make them. I didn't learn to sew them very good, but I became closer and closer. Learn to do them and sew them, make them. That's how I was growing when I was small. She teach me to pray. She teach me to sew that kind of clothes. My husband was a reindeer herder. And then there was lots of reindeer skin and lots of reindeer skins. And if I made mistake, I had another skins to sew on to make them better. That's what I did, because my husband was a herder. This is the parky, what Daniel Honeycutt used to wear long ago when he was a little boy. I would like to wear that part. I would like to sew that parky. These days now, make them for my grandson, what I see long ago. I've never seen one like them, but I'd like to sew them to one of my grandchildren now. I always picture them in my mind. I haven't seen that parky all these years that I saw when I was single. What I used to see. This is a fashion show, Pauline George and Julia Mills. Muskrat parky, muskrat jacket, and muskrat back parky. Atkhautil she's wearing.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Before we were silent.